Now, Mary Lynch is taking part in a 190-foot abseil down the Generator Skyview Tower this coming weekend in aid of Irish motor neuron disease. And Mary joins me now. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran.
And lovely to talk to you. Are you absolutely mad, Mary? Are you completely mad? 100, I'm looking at a picture of, this is in Dublin, isn't it?
This is in Dublin, it's out in Smithfield.
In Smithfield in Dublin. I'm looking at a picture of what should be, it looks, it's incredible. Like.
Well, I must tell you, friend, I didn't look at it much myself now, to be quite honest.
It's as well that you don't, because it might put, you're no stranger to this, of course,
well,
Mary.
Well, you see, I done it 2 years ago in Croke Park.
Mm.
And no, I didn't mind that at all. Like, I had no problem with that. But this year, it's a different.
Yeah, it's about twice the height of what you did in Croke Park.
Yeah. But of course, I don't know all the details, Fran. I'll have to fill you in those later on at some stage.
Right. Now,
but I don't think too much about it, Fran, because I'm actually thinking about fundraising and donations for the motor neuron disease.
And of course, that's vitally important as well. So tell us a bit about that. You're raising money for motor neuron.
Motor neuron disease. It affects everyday things for any patient, any person that gets it, like walking, talking, eating, even swallowing.
Mm.
Now, the Motor Neuron Association, they support roughly about 390 families.
Mm.
Now, as well as that, in France, 80% of the income comes from fundraising and donations. So, like, all support is very vital.
Mm.
Now, they have nurses, like, on the road, and they do home visits, and they specialise in medical equipment, and then they do research into the cause of the treatment of or for the treatment of the motor neuron.
Right.
So
they need considerable funding to keep this going. You're familiar yourself, of course, with motor neuron disease, aren't you, Mary?
Yes. Our mother got motor neuron, and she died in 1993. And of course, we didn't know anything about it at that time.
Mm.
But, like, you know, you learn as you go along. And it was something my family down in Cork always done. They always done different fundraisers,
Tea
mornings and things like that.
Now, you're going to abseil on this coming Saturday. How can people get involved with you now? How can they donate to you?
Now, there's a GoFundMe page.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the GoFundMe, I donate.
Mm-hmm.
Julie's my niece that's doing it with me.
Okay.
Now, she's a very brave girl.
She is indeed.
She's doing that with me, I can tell you. But Julie Mary.
Okay.
Abseil.
Okay. Yeah. So GoFundMe page, I donate, and Julie Mary Abseil.
Right. And my own number.
Yes.
Is 086 34353731.
Okay, and we'll have that number here with Ali as well.
Yeah, okay.
And you're giving that out because people can donate directly to you, I suppose.
Some people have done already because I put up some posters here around Nina. So some people have that done already. Now, the GoFundMe page is open until the end of November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so after Saturday.
Even after Saturday, yes. Or any businesses or any anyone like that now that might be listening this morning that might like to give something towards it.
Anything,
it doesn't matter. All funds are very, very
welcome.
I'm
still hooked on this. I'm looking at this photograph, Mary.
And, now it's how many steps off did I say again? 244 steps to the top.
Right.
Now, I do a lot of walking here, but I certainly don't do any climbing. So I suppose that will take me a while.
I'd be wrecked before I get to the top. Don't mind to say jumping off the top then. I presume it will be rescheduled if the weather is...
it will, yes.
Right.
Yeah, if the weather... No, they won't let us up there at all now if the weather is very bad or anything like that.
Right, okay.
I'm just hoping that won't happen, friend.
Right, will we be able to see videos of you throwing yourself off this or will...
I know, friend.
No, there won't be photographs and stuff, will there? Will there be something that we can see? Yeah.
Well, I'm sure. Do you know something? I don't really know.
Oh, you have to video this.
Oh, Lord, Frencher, if I'm in video, I'll show it to you.
Okay, well, we'd be delighted to host that on our platforms, I can tell you. Yeah. All right, Mary, let's see if we can get you some help on this. So it's GoFundMe, I donate, and it's Julie Mary Appsale. And Mary's number again is 086-343-5371. And we'll have all of those details here as well. Mary, you look after yourself and be safe. And I think what you're doing is so brave. I couldn't do it in a million years. Anyway, look after yourself, Mary.
Friend, thank you so much. And I must congratulate you and your team there on this, what you won there.
Thanks, Mary. We're absolutely delighted. Thanks, Mary.
I'm sure you are. We're all delighted for your friend thanks, and your team there.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye,
Mary. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. That's Mary Lynch there taking part in that 190-foot abseil down the Sky Tower. Isn't that fantastic? We'll take a break back in just a moment.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
Tip Today with Fran Curry, IMRO Radio Award Gold winner.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.